Hello, everybody. This is Camila Souza, and this podcast is dedicated to talking to teachers around the globe about technology integration. Today, I'm going to interview Ana Maria Menezes, also a presenter of this podcast. Hi, Aninha.
Hi, Camila. Very glad to be here talking to you again.
Thank you. It's
always ready
nice.
For the interview.
Yes, that's good. It's always nice talking to you. Okay, Ana. I have some questions for you, and the first one is, can you tell us a little bit about what you do and where you work?
Sure. I'm an English teacher, the technology coordinator at a language institute in Brazil, and I also moderate an online course for teachers. I've been learning about web tools since 2006. And write about my experience in my blog, Life Feast.
Great. I read in your blog that this semester you're starting a new project with your students using technology. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah. First of all, we use a communication platform where we keep in touch outside classroom walls. And it's the space where we share homework and what students develop as well. The platform is called Edmodo. Mm-hmm. Then each week, a student is chosen to create a 50-word text using recently learned language. After creating the text, the student sends it to me. I correct it using a video tool and then send the feedback to that specific student. Mm-hmm. The student then records himself reading the text, using Voki, shares it with other students using our communication platform, Edmodo, and finally, all students have to listen to the recording created by the student, transcribe it, and send it to me. Mm-hmm. So you know that Voki allows students to create an avatar and you can add your own voice to the avatar, yeah? Mm-hmm. So this way, every week, students have the chance to do listening activities created by students themselves, where I can observe the pronunciation of each student in turn, and I can also see how students are writing. In the following class, we review the original text created by the students, mm-hmm. and I point out the most common mistakes. So we discuss about the texts they have written down.
That's very nice. And how old are your students?
Well, they're about 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was quite interesting because at the beginning, I had to choose which student was going to record, but nowadays I have been having volunteers.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And what is the objective of this project?
Well, the objective of the project is to offer students the opportunity to practice listening, speaking, writing, and reading at home. Mm-hmm. You see, most of the homework they do is they end up practicing only reading and writing, but with this project, then they are working with listening a little bit more. Well, they practice speaking when they record the text, listening, they have to listen to their classmates, and then reading and writing when they transcribe the text to send it to me.
Very nice. And one more question, Ana. Why did you choose Voki as the web tool?
Well, Camila, I had already used recordings with my students using other web tools, and I noticed EFL learners tend to be very conscious when recording themselves speaking English. But when using Voki, they seem to be less embarrassed, and maybe this is because the idea of hiding behind the avatar, mm-hmm. it's the avatar speaking, not you.
Yes.
So they are less embarrassed and they feel more confident.
That's very nice. What a great idea, Nia. Thank you so much for sharing your project with us today.
Okay, thank you very much for the chance of talking about the project. And if anyone is interested in learning more about it, we have included a link to the post in my blog where I talk about the project with some examples of the recordings.
Great. Thank you again for always sharing. And don't miss out on our next Technology on the Go, everybody. Thank you for being here with us today.
Okay, bye-bye, everyone. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.